My basement has never exactly been a welcoming place. It's unfurnished, there's no carpet, and the walls consist of boring, exposed bricks. There's a set of old wooden stairs on one end, and that creaks whenever anyone uses them. Behind the stairs is a storage area that begins about 4 or 5 feet off the ground and goes maybe 15 feet further back underneath the garage. The place is a dump, as my brother never cleans it, and toys and tools are random stains that are sprawled out across the entire basement floor, and that's an accomplishment considering how huge it is. It's not very wide, but from one end to the other, it's at least 80 feet in length, including the storage space. However, it is not easy to see from one end to the other, since the water heater, furnace, and other appliances sit conventionally at the bottom of the stairs, to make it impossible to carry large objects like the Christmas tree up and down the stairs. Anyways, one night, we had some friends over, and by we, I mean me and my parents. They had a little girl over with them, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and since my brother was elsewhere, as usual, I wound up sort of babysitting her. My parents were chatting over dessert or something. Since the basement had so many toys, I thought it was a good idea to go take her downstairs to play. Upstairs was kind of boring for a kid her age. The first thing she did when she got down there was find a large box. We had just replaced our washing machine, so its ginormous box was just sitting in the middle of the basement floor. It was as if I had completely vanished as soon as she crawled into the box. She had entered her own little world, playing house or something. I tuned out for a while to check emails on my iPod while she entertained herself. And then she caught my attention. "Who's that?" she asked. I blinked. "Who's who?" I responded, confused. "That man over there, the man in black," she responded, completely straight-faced. "There's no one there," I told her. "That's because he went upstairs," she told me. At this point, I took the girl upstairs and sat with my parents for the rest of the evening, not saying a word about what she said. 2 years later, I had some friends over in mid-January. In Wisconsin, this means that if you were to go outside at night, you'd be frozen solid in under 10 minutes. So me and my friends, we were stuck inside and went downstairs to investigate the haunted basement. I told them about the story of the little girl and me and the man in black. There were 5 of us, including me and my cousin. I had a tape recorder to collect audio. My cousin had a digital camera, and the others were armed with flashlights, because they wanted to turn off the lights reluctantly. So we pulled the strings to turn off the lights, and we sat there in the pitch-black basement, but only for a few seconds. A light bulb began to flicker above my head almost immediately. I reached up to find that it was halfway plugged in. But still a coincidence, I hadn't even turned on the recorder yet, so I unplugged the light and turned on my recorder to tell my cousin to do the same. It was past 11 o'clock at night, so it was silent. Absolutely silent. Several minutes passed. We even did the thing that they do on TV where they just ask questions to whoever or whatever. There wasn't a single response. So it turned into a bit of a joke. We started making fun of the situation. It felt pretty stupid. We laughed for a while, and finally my cousin's camera gave a low battery symbol, so we decided to take the last few minutes seriously. "Okay, I'm gonna count down from 3. Then let's have it quiet again," my cousin says. 3, 2, 1. A few silent moments passed. My cousin's camera beeps and shuts off. I turn off my recorder, and we go upstairs to listen to the footage. And that was that. Of course, the footage was rather uneventful. We listened to the entire tape, and for the longest time, we heard nothing but the sounds of our own voices. Until the end. "Okay, I'm going to count down from 3, and then let's have it quiet again," my cousin says. 3, 2, 1. A few silent moments passed. My cousin's camera beeps and shuts off. But then in the half second between the camera shutting off and the end of the footage is a whisper. "Don't leave. We all stared at each other, petrified. "Who's that?" one of my friends asked. "The man in black," I told him.